Sunday in my church, we have a number of public Bible readings, from first lesson, second lesson, some appointed for the service, to the epistles reading. Now, when I'm not distracting myself by whispering something to my wife's ear, I pay attention to these readings and I learn a lesson or two. At home, I share these lessons with my family. And on Sunday Lesson Podcast, I document these lessons for future reference and for anyone who cares to get them. Hello and welcome to Sunday Lessons Podcast. I am Brother IJ. Now, in continuation on this lesson, I want us to continue our reading from 23 of Numbers chapter 22. Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing. Remember, God sent an angel to block the way of Balaam as he was going to curse the people of Israel. Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. The donkey bolted off the road into a field, but Balaam beat it and turned it back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood at a place where the road narrowed between two vineyard walls. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, he tried to squeeze by and crush Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved farther down the road and stood in a place too narrow for the donkey to get by at all. This time around, when the donkey saw the angel, he lay down under Balaam. In a fit of rage, Balaam beat the animal again with his staff. The lesson for me from this place is that angels are really an assignment in our life. We have always heard about angels from when we were small children. But a lot of times, many of us grew up with this idea that angels are some people wearing white, flapping their wing and all of that. For clarity, I don't know the clothes angels wear. I don't know. But well, for me, when I think about angels, I don't think about some guys wearing white and flapping their wing. I think about a warrior on my matter. Because the Bible says in somewhere in Psalms that the angels of the Lord encamps around the righteous. And I read in another account in the Bible that one angel killed thousands of people in one night by the instruction of God. So what I understand about angel, when I think about angel, what I understand is some bodyguards for me and some bodyguards for my children. Yeah, I remember one time when my daughter started going to school, sometimes I used to feel somebody's going to oppress her, take advantage of her, molest her. Then one day it clicked in my head that this boy, God is actually taking care of you. See, concerning Abraham, Bible says that anybody who curses you, I'll curse him, that will take care of you and all of that. And guess what? Somebody went and touched Abraham's wife, even though Abraham lied, and God came for the person. Beyond coming for the person, God shielded the woman, because the woman was not eventually slept with by Abimelech. That understanding hit me. I said, I beg, go to school. It's our culture. When she wakes up in the morning, I see her, I just say, God is with you. God is your protector. You will not strike your foot on the stone. The Lord perfecter that concerns you. I infuse the word of God into her life. I declare the word of God into our life, into the atmosphere and the environment. I do that. So when I think about angels, I think about the guy who goes to school with my daughter. I think about the person who accompanies me home when I'm coming back late at night. When I think about angels, I think about the guy who actually turns off the gas when I forget and the guy's about to blow up in my house. When I think about angel, I think about the person who ensures that even though there's water that was poured on the floor by mistake, my daughter doesn't walk on that water and fall down in a manner that hurt her terribly. That's what I think about when I think about angels. So angels really are on assignment. They are not just about wearing white and flapping their wing. Do we understand that? So angels are really, really on assignment in our lives. So again, you understand, better appreciate this if you understand that lives are spiritually controlled. Life is not the way you see it on the surface. I think it's actually very, very naive for you to look at life and think life is just as much as you see it on the surface and nothing more. That is, you think that life is just about 1 + 1 = 2, or that when you boil water, it becomes hot. And when you mix sulfuric acid with anything, you form one thing like that. No, that's not life. There is a spiritual aspect to life. The same way we have physical laws, there are also spiritual laws spiritual sphere where this life is controlled. Do you understand that? That's why Balaam will actually come to Balak to say, that's why Balak will say to Balaam, if you're able to place a curse on these people, the spiritual atmosphere around them will become weak. So weak that I'll be able to hurt, attack them and win. Think about this. I'm talking about the people of Israel too. God said to them, I've given these books into your hands. Now go and take over. If God did not give them into their hands, you think they can do anything? No, they can't, really. I'm serious, they can't. They can't do anything about it. The reason is because life is spiritually controlled. And if God has given you something spiritually, it's yours. If you have won spiritually, you win physically. What will happen is that physical events will just align to bring to pass the manifestation of the spiritual victory you already have. So angels are really powerful and they're on assignment on our lives. Now, there's something that struck me here, and I want you to bear in mind, to bear that in mind too. You know, sometimes when we're praying, we'll say, angels, take over. Angels, take over. Angels, begin to walk. Now, don't say this way, you're very critical. No, that's not the point. The point is that it just occurred to me that it was God that dispatched the angel that actually went there to walk. Yes, it was God that dispatched the angel that went there to walk. We understand we cannot worship angels. That's a matter of fact. Another thing we also understand is that I may not even need to start calling on angels to go on assignment. I should just talk to God, who is the dispatcher of those angels. God is the commander in chief of the angel forces. If there's anything like that, you understand what I'm going to say? Yeah, if he tells an angel to go here, the angel goes there. If somebody's prayer is hanging, God knows the angel to dispatch to make sure that the prayer is released. So I don't have to even start praying to angel. And of course, most certainly, I'm not going to start praying to human beings that they say they are angels. No. I simply ask God, I say, God, this is the state of things. I have evangelism to do in the north, and they say the north is not safe. But God, you are the one who provides safety to anybody, anywhere. So please, I ask for safety in Jesus' name. Amen. So what will happen is that somebody will place a bomb in a car that I'm about to sit in, and suddenly I'll be pressed to go and wee-wee. So there's a place I can go and wee just nearby. But then if the bomb goes off, it's going to touch me there. So suddenly they will tell me I cannot wee wee there. I should get out. So I continue going, looking for where to wee wee. As soon as I go far enough, the bomb will go off. Now I will think I'm pressed and I want to wee wee. No, it's not pressed, I'm wee weeing. Angel came and tapped me, and wee wee came up. The urge to go and wee wee came upon me. And then I stepped out. He guided me away from the bomb. And then the bomb goes off. That's an example of angelic operation. So I will walk every day of my life with the consciousness that I'm not just alone. That I'm not alone at all. I walk with the consciousness that God is not just in heaven. With white beard sitting on one mighty throne. I walk with the consciousness that God literally sends angels to come to me on a daily basis. I walk with the consciousness that the angels of the Lord are available for my children. I work with the consciousness that when I'm sending out my proposal for business, I'm not just sending proposal. Angels, they there. Angels, they go to the office where they go to. Angels, they talk to the people where they talk to as well. I understand that my life is not just on the surface, but literally God is in charge of my life and is controlling the affairs of my life. And he has assigned angels to work on my behalf. You see, listen. When you actually understand that you have protection, there is a new mindset you have. A lot of us actually live in perpetual fear because we don't realize that God, the Lord our God, is our defender. God is both our defender and I don't want to say attacker. He's not an attacker. He doesn't attack us, but he attacks on our behalf. He's our fighter and our defender. That's the correct expression. God fights our secret battles. He dispatches angels to stop people who are trying to hurt us. He dispatches angels to shield us from evil. He dispatches angels to do different kinds of work. He dispatches angels to do different works in our lives. With this understanding, I walk with God not being afraid of any human being. When there is danger, I won't be panicking, thinking, oh, I can't do anything. And when there's a powerful man coming very strong to come and hurt me, I won't think, no, there's no God. Listen, let me explain something to you that just occurred to me, struck me now. You see, a man just stood up going to attack the people of Israel. God sent an angel to block his way. I think if God can send an angel to block a human being who has will, what is bullet that God cannot block? No, I'm asking you, what is bullet that God cannot block just because somebody fired the bullet? God dispatches angels and they are on assignments. What is a child molester that God cannot use 2x2 and was his head because he's touching my child, to touch my daughter in an inappropriate way? Because of this understanding, I know that angels are on assignments in my life. I will send out my child and be at peace. I will not leave the assignment of God in my life to be worrying for God. No. Listen, see, this work, there's division of labor in this thing. God has given me ability and anointing to do work on this earth. I will go about doing that work. God has his own job to do. I will not do my job and do his job. I don't want to render God jobless in my own life. So I will leave him to dispatch angels where he's needed. And sometimes I don't even have to cry and start saying, God, send angels, send angels. God will just understand that this is my guy. These are my people. Like the book of Israel, they did not send for angel. They did not pray for angel. They did not ask God, please send us angel. No, they are just God's people. They are just blessed of God. They are in right standing with God. And God was fighting battles for them that they didn't know existed. Lesson I'm learning again today is this. Angels are on my matter. Oh, angels go inside the lecturer's office to check my script to make sure it didn't fall out. If it falls on the floor, he will pick it and keep it on the table before the man pack other people's script and leave out my own. Angels day, my guy. Angels day. Did they walk? So what I'm learning again is this. When I submit my script, I should not be worrying about what if they remove my script? What if they throw it away? I mean. It's not within my control. My job is to make sure I learn very well. And when I go to the exam, I try my best to write. After that, what happens next is between God, angel, and his people. Whatever they decide to do, I trust God. Angels are on assignment and they are literally working on our behalf. Oh, somebody is about to tell a potential customer not to do business with you. Angel will tell, make sure the person's tire blows so the person will not be able to get there to pass the message. Oh, think about all the things Satan is plotting against you. Angels can walk. Listen, I also want to highlight it to you. The fact that sometimes bad things happen does not really mean angels are not working, no. What it simply means is the so-called bad things may just be in alignment with the will of God for your life. Venerable Bona was explaining something about patience with God. So in the World Journey series where he talked about following God with patience, I asked him a question about, do you think God was with Joseph when all the bad things were happening? He said that what Joseph went through, it's about the topic called ever-present God. So I was asking him, do you think God was with Joseph when he was going through everything? He said that for the will of God for Joseph to be manifested, those so-called bad things had to happen. Yes, that's his plan. For him, it was necessary for whatever God is God's reason. So I know that angels are at work. If for any reason angel decided he's not going to remove the nail that pierced my car tire, I'll say God knows what he's doing. Maybe he wants to delay me so I don't get hurt somewhere. Maybe he wanted to delay me so that somebody will come that I may give him or her money, because God has checked who can give the person money. Nobody agreed, but he knows I will agree. So he punches my tire so the person, I can be there, the person will come. And then events will happen that the person will let me know he has need. And I transferred the money to him and I can fix my car and continue my life. So angels are really on assignment. And I think we should, because of this understanding, let's just be calm, let's relax. See, listen, hey, I just remember something. When I used to go to the north, I would leave this in Nugu. And before I get to Obolo, my mom is calling me, Afa. Before I get to Abuja, she's calling me. So it used to get on my nerves. And it's scary a bit. I said, please stop calling me. When I get to where I'm going, I'll let you know. If I die on the road, somebody will pick my phone and call you and inform you that your son died. So leave me alone. Because what she's doing, she's a concerned mother, a loving mother for that matter. But she forgot that there is God in heaven who actually carries car, like luxury bus that we used to enter those days, because it's a night bus thing. He carries a car, get to a gallop that he would have sunk or fallen or something. The angel puts his hand so that the car will not fall inside the gut or something like that. Carries me gently until I get to Kano where I'm going to. So what is it? When your children are going for NYC, you understand the angel's day. Do you understand that? So that's a lesson for all of us. God day, angels day, angels day, and God dispatches them. They are enforcers of God. They are enforcers. Anything God wants to do in a man's life, God send those angels, and they go to do work. And listen, let me tell you something. Which one angel can kill thousands of people in one night? What can they do when God has sent them? Now think about it. What can they do? You think your child is confused? No, angels can come to them. If an angel can come to Mary and tell Mary, "Hey, Mary, full of grace, this and that," angel can come to your son who is in school. "Leave this court box, I will kill you." Your son may be trying to join court. You have prayed for that child. God, in answer to prayer, will go and send the angel. Your son will see a proper human being that will come and tell him, "If I ever see you for this meeting again, I will deal with you." That's an angel manifesting. And I'm saying, when we understand that these things are real, it will help our faith. To help us be calm as we walk with God, knowing that God day and is protecting us, is taking care of us day by day. Please, I'm not preaching to you, I'm just explaining to you what I've learned. This is things I've learned sharing with my wife, and then we're going to live our life with this consciousness for the rest of our lives. So help us, God. So we understand that lesson. So the last lesson I learned from this passage is from the donkey. So let's get into that in the next episode. You just listened to an episode of my podcast. More episodes, blog posts, and books are available for free download on broij.com. Your feedback and questions are welcome through hello@broij.com or 0806-3967-498 on WhatsApp. To get snippets of my Bible notes on the go, follow me across social media platforms @thebroij.